The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on this conference tournament final Saturday. Maybe not conference tournaments for the SEC and for the Big Blue Nation, but there are 13 conference tournaments that end today with the final game. And if you follow this show and follow a lot of the systems that we use, you know at least one way how we're playing every single one of those conference tournament finals. And we will tell you how we're playing all of them coming up later in the show. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on this selection Sunday Eve. I always said that the best day of the year was always Selection Sunday in the past, because that was also the day we moved the clocks up. But we've already moved the clocks up. We could already watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy with the sun up. Oh, those are good times. That's a good feeling. But now they split them up on us, which is okay, I guess, because we get the tournament a little later. I like the tournament a little later, but not too much later. But here we go, folks. This is the big weekend. And if you're not ready to bet on sports this week, it's a little slower today. The big days were Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But if you're not ready to go today, or this week coming up especially, the pilot light is out. Not many games on the schedule today. A lot of games are kind of hiding out there. You got to find some of these good games. But we will find the ones that we like from a handicapping perspective. Conference tournament finals coming up. And we will preview all these games, including the SEC semifinals, in which three of the four teams that are here maybe weren't expected to be here. And the one team that we kind of said before the tournament, that's the team we wanted, we thought that had the best chance to win, they're still alive. Moneyline rollovers. It's a good time to have these. We'll talk about that later in the show. If you'd like to text us, 859-381-1313. Our little computer, when I got here this morning, our little production computer was going crazy. So we hope that we can get your text. We think you can. We think we can. So feel free to text us, 859-381-1313 on the text line. Tell us what you think about that game down in Nashville last night. Did it make you feel good about life? Probably not, and I'm sorry. But today we move forward. You don't look back. We don't look through the rearview mirror. We go through the windshield. Well, we don't go through the windshield, but we look through the windshield. But we try to view what's coming up. And we'll try to see what's coming up for this Kentucky basketball team coming up. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, at BottomLineLex, we will no longer be giving out our morning and early afternoon picks because, well, we're on the air at 9 o'clock this morning. Listen now. Or listen to our podcast coming up later. Fast Money, we'll have those up before the noontime games start. So make sure to tune in and tune us in and rip off the knobs, as they used to say back in the day. So we're ready to go. Big college basketball Saturday. If you don't know who to pick in these games for the month of March, conference tournaments, neutral court unders is one of our favorite all-time systems. We got some other systems we'll talk about today. And, of course, the NCAA tournament. Pick up a copy of my book, Side Hustle. Stories about growing up in Madison County and running our little bracket racket, as Miss Judy and I used to try to do back in the day with these unsuspecting people who said, oh, Miss Judy's filling out a bracket. She doesn't know a basketball from a pumpkin. Oh, well, didn't look that way on her brackets a lot of times. So, yeah, that's what we look for here in the month of March. If you want to figure out how to do some things, a lot of stories about growing up and our bracket racket that we had and other ways to kind of handicap games based on our favorite sports and the month of the year. So make sure to pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle. Available on Amazon. It has been replenished at Joseph Beth Bookstore. So they are very happy with how it's sold there. It's on the best of the bluegrass table there. We're very thrilled with how it's been selling. And we hope that you'll pick up a copy if you haven't already. And if you have, pick up another one. Give it to a friend. Help us out if you like what you hear on the show. So, yeah, we're grateful for all the good feedback that we've had on the book Side Hustle. But on today's show, you know where we're going. We're going down to Nashville for a minute. Got to. Sorry. We'll also talk about some other things happening in the world of sports, but today is mostly and mainly, as I try to combine those two words, mainly and mostly about college basketball. Big Saturday here. Not nearly as many games. Most of the times on a college basketball Saturday this time of year, we got 100-something games. We're pulling out traps. We're pulling out fade the publics, fade the top twos. We're pulling out all kinds of tricks and stunts and shenanigans and flim-flams. But today, not nearly as many games. So we could focus on these, especially the Power Fives. Four of the big power conferences, have conference finals today. Some with matchups you kind of expected. Others, matchups you did not expect. We will discuss those from a handicapping perspective. Can a couple of these Cinderellas keep getting home before the clock strikes midnight, or however they call it? Whatever CBS does during the March Madness. Our picks today, part of the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie picks. Knock on wood, we've had a decent week. We hope you have too. And of course, we thank you so much for joining us. All this and much, much more coming up on this week's Selection Sunday Eve edition of the Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Don't forget, we are now on Sundays for the next 3 weeks. Yes, we are Saturdays and Sundays through the NCAA tournament. So we're hustling. We hope you are too. Yesterday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday, actually, a little bit, it's a grind because it's all day. It's afternoon. It's night. It's one of those kind of times of year where you're hustling the whole time. It's not like Saturday when you just go somewhere and pull up a computer and just hustle all day and, you know, take a nap every once in a while. But, yeah, these days during the week when you've got side hustles, like you got jobs, an actual career, yeah, it's hard to do this sometimes. But it's a labor of love for us. Now it's kind of slowing down. A lot of people, the NCAA tournament, believe me when I tell you, it's New Year's Eve. You know, everybody bets the NCAA tournament. But for people who do this all year, especially January, February, and early March through the conference season, you do it every night. You're picking all these games every night. NCAA tournament is almost like, you know, the last day of school. And, yeah, you got to go. You got to show up. You do your thing. But in reality, the job is done. Whatever you've done, you've done. And if you've had a winning year, it's kind of like you smile as you walk around, knowing everybody else is sweating and hustling. All the time, you're knowing, you know what? Doesn't matter what I do this week, next week, I'm still going to be up for the year or down for the year, whatever. But anyway, you know, you have that sense of accomplishment. So good luck to all those who are handicapping games coming up this weekend and, of course, during the NCAA tournament. But first, yeah, sorry, Big Blue Nation. 108. That's the magic number. 108 is the magic number. That's not the temperature on some of the UK fans' foreheads when they left the arena last night down in Nashville. Because, well, yeah, they were hot. They were steaming. They weren't happy. And to be honest, I don't blame them. And even Calipari, after the game last night, headline, John Calipari laments another early exit in an all-blue Nashville. And he quoted as saying, "I felt for the fans." You really feel for the fans, or maybe you just feel for the fact that when you say that your team is built for March, and then the first game you play in March is a loss in a game that you were expected to win, with a line move in your favor that went from 2.5 to 5.5, if you could believe that. We saw that game last night. When you see a line move like that, that's not something you want to get in the way of. That's not something where you look at it and say, uh-oh, somebody knows something. I better take the other side. That's not something you want to do, especially when you see this line open 2.5 and get up to 5.5. That's not something I wanted to get in the way with last night. Despite the fact you did see a little sharp money on A&M, then how come all this Kentucky line moved 3 points? You'll see. I'm looking down all these games from yesterday, the line moves. You didn't see many games move 3 points. In fact, it's rare, especially this time of year, you don't see line moves like that very often. So when Kentucky tips off last night and they start the game without two lottery picks, does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense. If you were just a coach and you had all these players on your team, yet the two that are considered the best two players on your team, two that are considered lottery picks in the NBA, they're not on the floor. Sure, they both played 30 minutes eventually, but you want to really have your best team to start and end the game, right? Because that starting lineup that went out there last night, yeah, they didn't play together the rest of the way, I don't think, after they were subbed in and out the rest of the way. You had four starters, play less than 20 minutes. Does that make sense? Oh, one of them was in foul trouble. Okay, that's one. In fact, that's probably your best player on some nights. So, if you have four starters playing less than 20 minutes in a tight game that you're trying to win at the end, does that make perfect sense? I don't know. I don't think I would play it that way. I would want to start the game with my best five, period. That's just me. I am no basketball savant. And in fact, if you ask a lot of people, I don't know anything about basketball. That's okay. We crunch numbers. And what we do on this show is crunch numbers. And the number 108 sticks out like a sore thumb. Texas A&M this year, they're a good team. They just salted in their spot in the NCAA tournament last night. Texas A&M lost 5 games in a row, mid-February to late February. They lost at Vandy, if you could believe that. That started the downhill slide for A&M. And at one point, they were 15-13. Well, now they're 20-13. And two of those wins were against Ole Miss. Impressive? Eh. Ole Miss, Chris Beard. I'm going to tell you right now, Chris Beard's not coaching Ole Miss next year. Just mark that one down. But when Kentucky strolls in against Texas A&M, Kentucky's favored. Line moves 3 points in their favor. And A&M, they're not haven't played good teams very well this year if you count out the Tennessee game. A lot of people beat Tennessee lately. But last night's game, Texas A&M scored 97 points. In fact, the last time they played Kentucky, Texas A&M scored 97 points. That game was in overtime, weekend line guy. You don't know what you're just trying to make. You're just trying to spin those numbers again, aren't you? Yeah, I know. I'm on to your little tricks. Oh, okay. Well, those two games at Kentucky allowed 97 to Texas A&M. Texas A&M has not scored 97 points against anybody else this year. And in fact, the best game that they had in a win of scoring points came against Penn State of 89. So in other words, Kentucky's not very good on defense. And we talk about it on this show all the time. If you're looking long-term, big picture, that's what this show is about. Big topics, big pictures. I don't need somebody to tell me about how Kentucky would benefit playing a 2-3 zone. Or maybe they should go over top on a pick and roll. A lot of places around here will talk about stuff like that. It's mind-numbing. I don't need to know about that stuff. What I need to know is who's going to win the next game. Who's going to cover the point spread of the next game. And history tells us, if you're filling out your little bracket pool next week, and Lord knows, basically everyone who listens to this show is going to fill out some bracket pool of some sort, whether you're playing for big dollars out in the desert or you're Marge from accounting trying to win your office pool, you're going to put an office pool, you're going to put a bracket together. There's a reason why CBS pays $14 billion for 10 years to show the NCAA tournament. It's not because everybody loves watching college basketball during the regular season, because outside of a few cities in this nation, one of them being Lexington, Kentucky, nobody cares. I lived in Atlanta for 25 years. Nobody cares about college basketball until March. And I mean nobody. And I lived down there through the times when Georgia Tech was good. They had some good players like Kenny Anderson, Stephon Marbury. They had good players at Georgia Tech. Nobody cares until March, when Marge from accounting can win her $2 office pool. But history tells us, and we talk about this all the time, and some people are tired of hearing this, but I'm sorry. It reigns supreme. If you saw Florida and Alabama last night, you understood. If you saw Baylor play yesterday, you understood. When you look at these games from a handicapping perspective, to go farther in this NCAA tournament, history says you have to have a good offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. You can't just be one-sided. And Kentucky and Calipari have tried to become Alabama in recent years. Who cares about defense anymore? Let's just go up and down the court and shoot threes and outscore everybody. That works sometimes. But it doesn't work all the time, and it really doesn't work in a tournament atmosphere. In the history of the KenPom ratings, going back to 1999, and Lord knows I've been following him since then because my login is my America Online email address. That's a true story. One team has been ranked outside of the top 20 in defensive efficiency and won the national championship. That is Baylor in 2021. They were ranked 22nd. This Kentucky team right now in defensive efficiency is ranked 108. You want to take that to your little bracket pool and put Kentucky all the way? Have at it. Doesn't matter what the name on the front of the jersey is. No team that, despite the fact they're fifth in offensive efficiency, no team ranked 108, I don't care who they are, is going to win this national championship. That excludes a lot of high-flying, high-scoring teams. Illinois ranked fourth in offense, 74th in defense. Alabama, third in offense, 113 in defense. Kentucky thinks they get out Alabama. They can't. And the other team, Baylor, sixth in offense, 63rd in defense. Those are teams with similar kind of resumes with both the offensive and defensive efficiencies. And I wouldn't take any four of those teams to get even close to a Final Four in a bracket pool. We have bracket pools coming up. By the way, our friend John Clay, the Lexington Herald leader, he will be joining us on Tuesday on the Bottom Line at 2 o'clock, and we'll do our Bracketology Spectacular. We've done this a few times now. John's always great about that, and he's been a good friend to us over the years of us kind of getting this song and dance up and rolling. But the one thing that bracket pools have taught me, especially growing up here, is about the home team, Kentucky. You want to win your bracket pool? I'll tell you one tip that I follow and always follow. Never take Kentucky, the home team, to go further than they're quote-unquote supposed to go. Because everybody around here is going to take Kentucky to go maybe a little further. And heck, you're going to see national champions. You're going to see Final Fours. You're going to see them everywhere. And by next week, a lot of people will have gotten over this game probably and said, you know what? I have faith in us. And I have all kinds of, you know, they are killing us. They are, whoever they is. And they're killing us. But we are going to show them. That's great. It's a great attitude to have. But the numbers and the data tell us it ain't happening. And if you watched that game last night and thought, wow, this team's going to go far in the NCAA tournament, obviously you're not an analytics nerd like I am, because history tells us not a chance. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Other headlines involving Kentucky basketball last night. Another disappointment. If you look at these headlines across, you know, Kentucky.com, the fanboys, and all the other sites, it's all disappointment and misery and, oh, unfortunate history. By the way, last 5 years, Kentucky, there's 14 teams in the SEC. Kentucky ranks 13 in victories in the SEC tournament in the last 5 years. Not a very good thing to have. 1-5 in the last five against the spread, 1-6 against the spread the last 7 NCAA tournament games. if you could believe that. But the players don't feel like they're done because Trey Mitchell last night after the game, I don't know why they're talking to him, but they said, oh, we're not done yet. Okay, we're not done yet. That's so fine. Another kind of quote from Cal that was very revealing. We just weren't ourselves. Again, when you put all the pressure on this team and say, we're built for March, that's a lot of pressure on these kids because now it's March. Yeah, the win over Tennessee, it was actually March. I get it. Now it's March. It's tournament. When you say we're built for March, you're saying we're built to win tournament games. I'm sorry. You're not built to win the NCAA tournament. Not even close. Not because you don't have the talent. Lord knows you got more NBA draft picks on that team than, you know, some conferences, most conferences in the country. But when you are 108th in defensive efficiency, I'm sorry. Long term, you can't win this. You're not built for the tournament. You're not built for March. That's just data. That's just common sense. That ain't hating. That's just facting. That's all I'm doing right there. So when you say you aren't yourselves, actually, at the end of the day, you are what your record says you are, Coach Parcells. I'm here to tell you. The latest bracketology, Joe Lunardi, who now he's a star. This is the time of year when Joe Lunardi gets his Lego hairdo and comes on ESPN and lets everybody know how much of a star he is. And by Sunday night, by about 30-something hours from now, nobody will say a word about Joe Lunardi again for another 11 months. So, exactly. Joe Lunardi, as soon as those brackets come out, he goes into hibernation for about 11 months. So, with an occasional posting on a website, Texas A&M got into the tournament last night, basically, with that win. But look at this little matchup they have here with the NCAA tournament, with Lunardi's version of the NCAA tournament here. Kentucky's still a 3-seed playing Oakland in the first round. No, not the Raiders. Ken Snake Stabler and the gang. No, they're not playing. But if they won that one, Kentucky would then play the winner of Washington State, who was a ranked team before this week. And then the play-in game on that 6-11 line right above Kentucky would be Colorado and St. John's. Huh. Kentucky, St. John's in the second round. You know, Alan Cutler's been pushing this for a long time on this station. And you know what? His conspiracy theory, Joe Lunardi must have been listening because Joe Lunardi's going to have the same thing going forward. And again, it's the tournament committee tells us they just punch all the names into a computer. And whatever the computer spits out, it's what we've got. Let's play ball, guys. And if you believe that, I've also been hitting 99% of my picks all year. And if you call a 1-900 number at $50 a call, you could have all those winners to yourself. So there you go. Feel free to call. What is it? 1-900-BRAD-WINS. There you go. That's going to be my 1-900 number. Brad wins. Okay, don't call that, people. That's just foolishness. So, yes, even Lunardi says Kentucky and St. John's round two. That ain't, if that happens, it would be hysterical. But I don't know if St. John's can get that far. I'm just saying. Just why don't you just call it what it is and put Kentucky as a 3 and put St. John's as a 14 and just say, hey, sorry, you're just going to have to do it this way. Number one seeds right now, North Carolina has overtaken Tennessee for that number one seed in one of these regions. But do you really think that North Carolina should be ranked above some of these other teams? I don't know. Arizona, Tennessee, Auburn, who we love quite a bit going forward. Very balanced. Top 20 offense, top 20 defense. We'll talk about them coming up. We'll talk about the rest of the SEC coming up. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 9200, or 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, we'll talk a few other things going on in the world, but that'll be quick because we're going to get back to these conference tournaments. 13 championship games today. I'm playing every single one of them. How am I playing them? You probably already know one way I'm playing them. We'll talk about some other ways too. That's all coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. One. ESPN Radio. 92.5 1300. Bobby Brown, late 80s. I got this cassette tape somewhere. Not sure where, but got it somewhere. Good as it got back in the day. He was late 80s. That was his prime, that Don't Be Cruel cassette tape that I had. Anything after that? Lousy. Anything before that? Kiddie stuff. Yeah. That was his prime. And he booked that for everything it was worth. Let's go to the text line, 859-381-1313, from our friend Mark, who won the Circa giveaway that we had. He'll be joining us out in the desert when we're out there later this month. He was on Florida in the SEC tournament. He came on the show yesterday when we congratulated him. Said Florida was his play in the SEC. Mark says Florida bet is still looking good. You're right, Mark. Good call. And but he likes the rollover option. And we're looking at the SEC tournament today. Yeah, you got that matchup with A&M. But then Auburn looming in the background. So you have your built-in hedge in case you don't want to put him up against Auburn in the final game. Mark also tells us he needs some underdogs today. He needs to add to this bankroll before the desert. You're right, sir. We all need to add to our bankroll before the desert. We will try to get some winners. The king will hopefully bless our picks later on the show. Also, our friend Breezy chimes in. Are you still playing the under in the American East final, even though it's not on a neutral court? That's a very good question, Breezy. Yes, I am. Because, and we'll talk about this later, but I'll give you a little preview now. Neutral courts. We love unders and neutral courts. But what about in the championship game of these neutral courts? Uh-huh. When you play the neutral courts and it's on a neutral, you know, a championship game on a neutral court, those cover, the under hits 259, doesn't hit 210. When it's not on a neutral court, they go under 72 times and not under 49 times. So the percentage is actually better with a conference tournament's final going under when it's not on a neutral court than it is on a neutral court. Did I just give away how I'm playing at least the total in every conference tournament game coming up later? Yes, I did. But it's even better when it's not on a neutral court. And in these smaller conferences, you'll see them on home courts for various reasons. Money, I'm sure. But it hits even better when it's not on a neutral court, a conference tournament final. Things that you need to do research, because conventional wisdom kind of steers you in one direction. Oh, we love the neutral court unders. But some of these smaller conferences are playing on home courts today for the conference tournament final. Should I still do it? Absolutely. Numbers say it's even a better percentage of hitting the under when it's not on a neutral court. So good question, Breezy. And we're great. We're grateful for you for listening to us on this Saturday morning. So, yeah, spoiler alert, I'm playing all the tournament finals unders today. Oh, yeah, twist my arm. Oh, yeah, you got to tell me that. So, yeah, that's we'll be talking about those and those numbers. But let's just say 56% of the time over the years, it works every time. And so we'll be looking at those coming up later in this show. We're contractually obligated to mention, before we get started here, Kentucky and Georgia playing SEC baseball right now. I think this is the first weekend for SEC baseball. I'm sure our friend Jeff Drummond will be out at Kentucky Proud Park, KPP, as they call it. Georgia apparently won yesterday. I didn't know. I didn't know until I just looked up the score. And no, Kentucky won yesterday. Kentucky wins 16-10. Oh, isn't Friday? I've always heard in college baseball there's something called a Friday night pitcher, and that's supposed to be like your number one starter, and he starts every Friday night. I don't know. But anyway, apparently both teams did not have a good Friday night pitcher last night. That's okay. It's a three-game series, apparently. Georgia is a favorite today if you are so inclined to go out to Great American Ballpark. That's the Reds. Kentucky Proud Park. We're going to talk about the Reds in a second. Georgia, a -156 at FanDuel. Kentucky +122. So there you go, Big Blue Nation. Taking your Cats as an underdog at home in college baseball. Do I know what I'm talking about when it comes to college baseball? Not a chance. But they won last night, so I'm not going to lay minus 156 with anybody in college baseball, and most times in Major League Baseball. So there you go. If you want to have a nice little outing here on this pre-St. Patrick's Day at Kentucky Proud Park, say that five times, there you go. Georgia, minus 156 over Kentucky, plus 122. That's a big 34-cent split there, by the way. That's FanDuel. College baseball. They don't want to get taken to the cleaners. Like the guy from Alabama and his friend up in Cincinnati were trying to pull off the scam. We've also got Reds baseball today. Oh, looky here. The Reds are in action. And they're a split squad game. That means good luck finding some lines on these games today. Because the Mariners have a very good pitcher going today. George Kirby. Very good pitcher. In fact, I've got a few shares of him in fantasy for this year. If you're looking to play fantasy, I have no problem, especially in home games. This guy is very good. But having said that, he's got a 12.27 ERA this spring. There you go, bottom line guy. Cram that up your you-know-what. There you go. Andrew Abbott pitching for the Reds. This is his fourth start. His ERA so far this spring, 7.88. See, nobody's worried. It doesn't matter. Yeah, like The Rock used to say in wrestling. Doesn't matter what's going on. No line in this game today. The Reds are 9-7 this spring. Good sign? I don't know. We'll find out come the season. But the biggest thing that happened to the Reds the last couple days is Milwaukee's closer, Devin Williams. He's going to be out at least half the season, which means he's pretty much done. So the Brewers falling apart at the seams. They got rid of their manager. They got rid of a Cy Young winner. Now their all-star closer's gone. Where's Gorman Thomas and Ben Ogilvie when you need them? Robin Yount and Paul Molitor back in his pre-Toronto days. So, yeah, that is your baseball update. But nobody cares about baseball today, right? We're only, what, 12 days from opening day? We'll be out in the desert for opening day baseball, and we're excited about that. But we'll also be out there for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 rounds of the NCAA tournament. And today is a conference tournament championship Saturday. We got plenty of games we're going to talk about from a handicapping perspective. That's coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. She's so bad. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. There you go, folks. The Sweat Hotel is in the house. Still looking for that sweater that he was wearing on that album cover in 1988. Still looking for it. I've been to every Chess King, merry-go-round, you name it. Can't find it. Anybody can find it, give me a shout. I'll pay top dollar. Thanks for joining us here on the Sweat Hotel, a.k.a. The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. We got conference tournaments today. We will just go down the line of the big boy conferences. And then, of course, we'll tell you how we're playing the games, the conference tournament finals. In every league today, doesn't matter if it's a Power 5, doesn't matter if it's, the Bush League, it doesn't matter if the California Penal League, we're playing them all the same way because history tells us this is the way to do it. We'll start the SEC. We got semifinals in the SEC. Game number one today, Mississippi State and Auburn. Auburn, our choice to win this tournament before it started. Looking pretty good now. Odds to win the SEC tournament as we speak. Auburn, a odds-on favorite, and it's not even close. Auburn, a minus 125 future to win this SEC tournament. Florida, plus 250. A&M plus 550. Mississippi State plus 650. In other words, the desert is telling you it's more than a 50% chance that Auburn wins this thing. Me? I would still play it the same way. Money line, rollover. Now, you're not going to get the same thing, kickback that you would have gotten had you been playing Tennessee today, had you been playing Kentucky or Alabama in the finals, but still. Weaker opponents, still, you're going to cash a ticket if you get all the way. Mississippi State and Auburn today, how are we playing this game? I don't want to lay this 7.5. Because the line here, Open with Auburn 7.5. Still with Auburn at 7.5. A lot of the sharp money is on Mississippi State here. 68% of the tickets are on Auburn. 67% of the money is on Mississippi State. That's a sharp move. Why hasn't this line changed then? Why is this line still where it opened at 7.5? That should tell you a little something right there as well. We are going to play. Well, KenPom says this is a 76-69 game. That's a 7-point line. Not a big fan of the total on either side here, but I'm going to play the under. Yes, it's a neutral court under, but it's another way of playing these conference tournaments, especially the finals and the semifinals. You're getting late in the tournament. Teams have now playing back-to-back days. South Carolina's played 2 days in a row. Auburn played yesterday. Day games in these conference tournaments. When you see a team, finals or semifinals, both teams played yesterday, and they're playing in the afternoon the next day. Yeah. Under the total, that hits 58% of the time over the years. 198 up, 146 down, just in the finals and semifinals. Because the theory is these teams have been playing. They've played back-to-back days now, conference tournament. Let's go with the under because they're playing in the afternoon again. Let's go with the under. Those hit 58% of the time over the years. Yeah, we're going to go under in these day games today especially. Give me under in Mississippi State and Auburn today. That's the way they're learning this one. This total is 143.5. Basically, it's where it started, 143.5. So that line has not moved either. We're going to take under in Mississippi State and Auburn. I'm going to leave the points alone in that one. The other SEC game today, two underdogs pulling out victories over teams that have great offenses and lousy defenses in the quarterfinals of this tournament, A&M and Florida. Ooh, how would you like to play this game? I don't know if I want to play this game. Oh, I think I do want to play this game. Look at these numbers here. Do we really have something called a reverse line move? Maybe we do. Florida is at 2.5. They opened 2.5. They're still sitting at 2.5. And they have 76% of the tickets and 75% of the money is on Florida here. Huh. How come if they're getting all the action, how come this line hasn't moved? How come we're still waiting for this thing to kind of work out? KenPom says this is a 2-point game. Little bit of an advantage for A&M against the spread. A lot of the sharps, including our friend Mark Sullivan, who's going to the desert with us. He loves Florida this tournament. I'm going to take A&M getting the points today, mainly because I'm fading the public. Public is all over Florida, but no line move towards Florida. Give me A&M getting the points here in this one. Both these teams played last night. So here's another spot where you'd like to play an under in this one, too. We're in a semifinal round. So, yeah, I have no problem going under the total. But I'm going to take A&M getting the 2.5 in this game here today. How about we go to the Big Ten, another league where they're playing semifinals today. You notice the two big conferences, Big Ten and SEC? Yeah, everybody else plays their conference championship games on Sunday, all the other big conferences. Guess who doesn't? The two biggest and the two who make the most money. Is that coincidence? Probably not. Wisconsin and Purdue, game number one today. Yes, it is a postseason afternoon game. We will take that, and we will take the under in that game especially. But how are we playing the side here? Purdue, of course, they're going to be a number one seed, it looks like. They opened a 7.5-point favorite here. Now they're down to a 5.5-point favorite here. Uh-oh. That is some sharp action on Wisconsin. No pun intended. I'm going to take Wisconsin here. They have been good against the spread of late. We like teams in conference tournaments who have won and covered at least 3 of their last 5 against teams that have not covered at least 4 of their last 5. Purdue, not covering point spreads lately, especially yesterday against Michigan State. They had that game. I'm not going to say it was a cakewalk, but they were in control of that game most of the way. They still didn't cover the spread. I want to take Wisconsin, getting the 5.5. This is one of those games that Wisconsin just kind of upsets people enough just to keep this game close. And Wisconsin, the number 17 team in the KenPom ratings. They're not ranked in the AP poll, but KenPom loves them. That means we kind of love them too. We'll take Wisconsin, getting the points and the under the total in Wisconsin and Purdue today. The other game in the Big Ten, Nebraska in Illinois. Uh-oh. Nebraska's playing some ball, huh? Fred Hoiberg. It's been a while since you heard that name. He actually, whoever thought that Nebraska would make the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament? Not me. The public here is on Illinois, but not by a whole lot. This line started 4.5 for Illinois. Still 4.5 for Illinois. About 60% of the tickets and money is on Illinois this game. Do I want to touch this game? Probably not. I don't know if I want to really go out and touch this one. But, yes, you know where we're going. I'm going to take the under in this one. NutriCord under. Total has moved. Check this out. 157.5 is where it opened. Now it's sitting at 153.5. You don't think people are onto this? Vegas posts a line. Boom. That line changes very quickly. Get on the under here. We'll take Nebraska and Illinois under. How about these conference championship games? North Carolina State and North Carolina. Didn't they play back in Valvanos? No, they didn't play in the championship game that year. That was Ralph Sampson they played. That's 40 years ago. I'm losing my mind. Conference championship games. Not a good feel for things against the spread, but you know how we're playing these games. All these tournament finals, under the total, if you've done that over the years, just in conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, if you just go under the total, you hit 57% of the time over the years. 331 up, 259 down. Just all you have to do, is you don't have to be a basketball genius. People get on me all the time. I know more about basketball than you do, Brad. Okay, but I do these numbers probably okay. I do these numbers a little differently, and that's all right. But I don't have to be a genius when it comes to stuff like that. See a tournament final, conference tournament final, boom, I'm going under the total. Yeah, I'm a genius. I look like a genius when I'm hitting 57% of the time, aren't I? Yeah, I don't know anything about some of these conferences. You don't either. Don't sit there and lie to me. You don't. I don't either, but I'm playing under. 13 conference championship games today. I'm going under in every single one of them. And you want to tell me I'm crazy? I'm crazy. That's fine. I can go to the I'll go to the bank and cash tickets while you're telling me I'm crazy. So there you go, folks. Our Mac Daddy Stogies in college basketball today. We're going to take the points with Texas A&M against Florida this afternoon. We're also going to go under at both SEC conference games today. We're going to take Wisconsin in the points against Purdue. We're going to go under in both those games today. And for all these championship games, the other ones, I'm going under in all 13 conference tournament finals today. That's a lot of games. But hey, just bet them all the same. You get 7 out of 13, boom, you make a profit. You're not going to win 13 out of 13, people. I'm here to tell you. But you make you get 7 out of 13 of those final games under, that's a profit. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, we will look at what we learned today. 108, that's the only number that I think I need to know and the Big Blue Nation needs to know. That's coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Tune into the Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Weekend mornings at 9 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
Conference tournament finals under King.
Right, like I said, it's gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow morning. Yes, the Sunday Weekend Line is returning for the next 3 weeks. Yes, we are sprinting to the finish line of this college basketball season. So we are on, well, we're not on next Thursday and Friday because the tournament's on. But all those other days, we're going to be on the air. Even from the desert, we'll be on the air to get you ready for college basketball. We are sprinting to the finish line. We'll be on basically every day until the end of March. So we are looking forward to that. We're not, Thursday and Friday, the tournament takes over. And, we need a nap too. But, yeah, we are sprinting. We're getting ready for Vegas. We're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. Selection Sunday is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Boy, as good as it gets for the sports gambler this week. What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that, Kentucky lost last night. But this season was lost a long time ago when somebody determined, you know what? We're just not going to play defense. We're going to be like Alabama. We're just going to run up down the court and shoot threes all day. That works great for the regular season. Works great sometimes. But when you get down to March and you say you're built for March, the numbers say you couldn't be more wrong. I'm just saying. That's the data talking, not my opinion. We talked about college baseball, the Reds, and, of course, our picks for the conference tournament games today. A couple of sides in these big boy tournaments, but, of course, you know, we love conference tournament finals unders. 13 of them today. Play all 13. It's what I'm doing. Hey, we live the gimmick here on this show. I'm playing all 13 of these games today. You're going to join us? Join us. Or not? Hey, may the winners be yours. But there you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Weekend Line. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, at BottomLineLex. You can email the show, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. Feel free to text us anytime, 24 hours a day, 859-381-1313. Had some good questions on the text line today, even for a Saturday morning, when I know a lot of the Big Blue Nation doesn't want to listen or hear anything to do about sports and basketball, gambling of any sort. So we always appreciate a text from anybody. Don't forget, we will not be having our UK pregame show coming up today. We have our little schedule here. And, yes, the UK pregame show will be this afternoon. I don't think it will be this afternoon. But that's okay. We will have all kinds of conference tournament action coming up today here on ESPN Radio. As I'm trying to pull up the schedule here at the very last moment to tell you what games you can hear on ESPN Radio coming up today. And there are a plethora of games. In the meantime, don't forget, here on ESPN Radio, coming up later today, it will be the SEC Tournament Semifinals. And yes, Mississippi State and Auburn Game 1, A&M and Florida Game 2, followed by the Big 12 Final. That'll be Iowa State and Houston under the total. And always fade Houston here, too. I'm fading Houston against the spread. Also, North Carolina State and North Carolina. No thoughts on the side here, but I'll definitely be taking under the total in that one. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have the SEC and ACC championship games right here on ESPN Radio, as well as Selection Sunday tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So a big weekend here on ESPN Radio, despite the fact that the Cats are not playing again until late next week. Don't forget, weekday lineup here on ESPN Radio. Matthew and Jimmy, 10 to noon. Alan Cutler, noon to 2. Yours truly, 2 to 3. And Paul Feinbaum from 3 to 7. Still wishing Nick Saban was coaching. But, yeah, he'll be whining about that for years. Thanks for joining us and getting your side hustle on. We hope that you're able to get your side hustle on the next few days because, Lord knows, this is the time of year. You need that book, Side Hustle, available on Amazon and at Joseph Beth Bookstore. Thanks so much for joining us, and until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, we could use a lot of underwhelming championship games today, buddy. We hope you can see that those come to fruition, my friend. Thank you very much.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.